Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to the Take Care of You podcast. This podcast is to help the campus community learn more about Stanislaus State's plans and preparations to keep warriors safe this fall. I am Chris Correa, a communication studies major here at Stan State, and I will be your host today. In this podcast, we'll address student questions about the university's response to COVID-19 and the health and safety measures in place this semester to keep our campus community safe. Joining me today are Vice President of Student Affairs, Christine Erickson, and Vice President for Business and Finance, Christine James.
You're listening to the Taking Care of You podcast.
We'll start our conversation today with a question for VP Erickson. So, first and foremost, thank you for joining us today. Many students are happy to return to campus on October 1st, but there are many that still have concerns and apprehensions about returning. So, first and foremost, thank you guys for being here today. Like, we truly appreciate you guys coming in and talking with us.
Thank you so much for having us here. You can go ahead and call me CJ.
You can call me Christine. You don't need to be formal.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah. So, many students are happy to return to campus on October 1st, but there are many that are still having concerns about and apprehensions about returning to campus. So, how do we reassure students it's safe to return?
Well, thank you for that really important question. We have done many things on campus to mitigate risk on campus and make it a safe return for students. So initially, we want to remind students that they should be vaccinated. So Christine, I'm sure we'll talk more about that subject for you. But on campus things, we have masks available on campus at entrances and in classrooms. We have hand sanitizer available for all over campus and every classroom, all over the buildings for students. And, you know, mostly we want to remind students also to social distance, right? So it's a really important, that's one of the primary things that people can do to stay safe during COVID is to keep that 3 to 6 foot distance between you and another person, right? It's an airborne, you know, droplets that can give you that COVID virus. So it's really important that people keep distance while they're doing social and school activities on campus.
And CJ, you mentioned airborne. I thought I heard you say that we did a bunch of upgrades for the air handling in the buildings.
Yes, that's a really important one. So our HVAC systems have been upgraded. So we've made a lot of changes to how the air exchanges. So we've increased outside air, which helps with keeping the air moving through buildings. We've also upgraded all of our filters in our system. So we have MERV 13 filters, which I know sounds like technical, like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
But that just means that it's got a smaller filter particle, so to make sure that it catches that virus if it's in the air. So we've done a lot of upgrades in every building to whatever standard we absolutely can to make sure it's nice and safe for students.
Well, I had no idea about those upgrades, so thank you for bringing that up. I'm sure a lot of the students will be interested in, like, seeing how that works.
And if students really want to read more details about that, that is on our COVID-19 website. All of our safety measures and all of the ventilation upgrades, we have a list of all of that information on our website.
Awesome. Yeah, so if you're listening right now and you want to learn more about that stuff, you know, go to the information website. So this is another question for you, CJ. So obviously safety is at the forefront of everyone's minds. What are some of the ongoing safety measures in place on campus? I know you recommended that students do a lot of these, safety practices, but, there are safety requirements. So how are these requirements being enforced?
So actually enforcement of some of the safety requirements is student affairs responsibility. But I do want to say that one of the biggest thing is the daily screening to make sure that before you come to campus, that you go online and do your daily screening. That is the first way that we can check to make sure that everybody is safe, doesn't have COVID symptoms before they come on campus. Mm-hmm. And that right now is also being worked on, and we're going to be having, when you go in and do your daily screen each day, it'll give you a green check mark saying, hey, it's okay for you to come to campus, or it's going to give you a red X mm-hmm. that says you're not cleared to come on campus. And when it says that, it will tell you exactly what you need to do. Okay. So somebody will reach out to you to tell you what you should do to clear that red check mark because that red check mark could mean several different things. One, it could mean that you haven't turned in your vaccination records or your exemption documentation. It could mean that there was something on the daily screening that you didn't pass or didn't, right? That you either had a temperature or you had one of the COVID symptoms, right? And then somebody needs to talk to you about what you need to do for next steps. So you could also have not done your testing for that week. Say you've received a medical or religious exemption. Well, that requires a student to be tested. So that also could mean that you haven't tested that week and turned in your documentation. So it can mean several things, but it's really important that everybody do that daily screening so that they can know if they're cleared to come to campus or not. And that will be one of the best ways that we can make sure that people are safe when they're coming to campus. And you may actually be required to show your little red or your hopefully green, because if it's red, you're not supposed to have come to campus, but your green check mark when you go into the library, when you enter the student center or any some of the other facilities on campus.
All right. Yeah. Thanks for clarifying. I know that was one of the most prominent questions that came up, whether that be in town halls, Q&As on social media. Will students be required to show this clearance entering buildings? So I appreciate you clearing that up.
Yeah, no problem.
So we spoke a little bit about, you know, finding and the symptoms and notifying the campus and testing. So where do students go to get tested?
That's a great question. We have a testing site on campus that is managed by an outside third-party vendor named HR Support Pros. And they are currently located in Lot 11. And we have a walk-up line specifically for the Stan State community. So if you're a student, don't go into the drive-through line, get in your car and go, because that is the entire community in those lines. What you want to do is walk up and get tested, because that line is specifically for the Stan State community. So you do need to bring your student ID that says that you're a Stan State student, but they will test you. We are going to be moving that location for the Stan State community to the pergola near Village Lake, but that will be happening very soon. And what is really important is that if you want to know about testing, go again on the COVID-19 website, and the dates and times and what the locations are all listed there. So when that gets updated, or if the site needs to move somewhere else on campus, that's where that information will be.
Awesome. So yeah, as the listeners may be catching on to, most of the information, COVID-19 website. Go there. There's a whole bunch of information there. If you have any questions or need anything cleared up, that's the place to go. So this next question will be for Christine. So I realize that many of the questions thus far have dealt with on-campus operations, students coming to campus. I'm not really those students who have opted to take online-only classes for the semester. So if a student's classes are all online, are they still required to be vaccinated this fall and have their vaccine information uploaded to the MyStan State portal?
That's a really good question, Chris. Students whose classes are all online this fall are still required to comply with the vaccination policy, so they need to go into PeopleSoft, and one of the self-certification options is to mark the box that they will not be coming to campus this semester. However, if they've already been vaccinated, we encourage everyone to go ahead and upload their record now, as it'll be required to access the campus next semester. And if students want to come to the library or the student center, participate in any of the meetings or events for student orgs, they're going to have that information in there so that they can get that green screen.
Got it. So whether students are on campus or off campus, are they required to notify a faculty member if they're exposed or tested positive to COVID?
So if students are exposed or test positive for COVID, they should be completing and submitting the COVID-19 reporting form. Then they should definitely self-quarantine at home, monitor their symptoms, and avoid contact with others. They can contact our student health center or their own personal physician if they believe they're experiencing symptoms. Students, if you're in an on-campus in-person class, should contact their professors to let them know they won't be in attendance. So it's really important to be timely and consistent in communicating with your professors, especially if you believe you're going to miss assignments and multiple classes. But a student is not required to disclose that they have COVID-19. A doctor's note is not required if you have COVID-19 specifically. If, though, a student is unable to complete the assignments or attend regular classes, a faculty member can request a doctor's note to verify a student's illness, but it's just that. It's just verifying illness. It's not saying what the illness is, just like it was before COVID existed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the same procedure that would be used for any medical situation that would prevent the student from completing work or coming to class on a short-term basis. If your professor or someone in your class tests positive for COVID, a COVID care coordinator will conduct the COVID positive contact investigation, and then they provide direct student follow-up, including the notice that goes out to the close contacts.
Got it. Yes, that's another thing that I didn't really know about, because obviously there haven't been many classes on campus up to this point. So yeah, when people come to campus, I think it's good to know what those protocols will look like. Another question that kind of deals with both students attending classes on campus and off campus is their participation in student organizations. So I'm a member of many student organizations. There are many more that I'm not a part of that other students are. So will these student organizations and clubs be allowed to host meetings on campus this fall?
Yes, we are super excited about welcoming student clubs and organizations back to campus. First, I can't repeat enough times, or CJ can't repeat enough times, that any student coming to campus must have already provided their vaccination information, and if they have an approved exemption, they must be testing weekly. So starting October 1st, student org meetings can be scheduled indoors, and those will occur in the student center. Events can be virtual, outdoor, or they can be a drive-through or a distribution event. And right now, no outside guests are permitted for any meetings or events. There's a lot of particulars about the protocol to make the reservation and what you have to do for meetings and events. That's all also on the Student Leadership and Development website under the Student Org tab. So events, as I mentioned, have to be virtual, outdoors, or drive-through. And student orgs can only reserve meeting space in the university student center. We're looking at all of these things continuously. Face coverings are required at all times, regardless of vaccination status, and the physical distancing of 3 feet is required. Food is not going to be permitted in meetings, so that's the indoor locations, because of the mask mandate. And student orgs should be contacting Student Leadership and Development for access to hand sanitizer and face coverings if those are things that they don't already have. Another piece of that is that all attendees are required to sign in with their name and phone number, and that is in case we need to do a contact, if there's a close contact after the fact. Mm-hmm. There is food, however, allowed at events, so that would be the outdoor things. Potlucks and self-serve are prohibited right now, but Chartwell's has contactless catering. That is the preferred method. And food fundraisers are allowed if the food items are prepackaged and adhere to food handling procedures that were in place before the pandemic. Another thing just about student organizations, we're also getting a lot of positive feedback on Warrior Life, which is our new platform for student orgs and events. And the best person to contact for more specific information about all of those things is Julia Naya. She's the student org and fraternity sorority life coordinator in Student Leadership and Development.
Got it. There you guys have it. Warrior Life. Yeah, unless you guys have anything else to add, those are all the questions I had for you guys today. So if you guys have any leaving remarks.
I think the most important thing is to remind everyone on campus to complete that daily screening, right? That will tell you whether it's okay to come to campus or not. Mm-hmm. And if you get that red X, please follow the instructions that you've received. Someone will contact you, and don't come to campus. We want everyone to come to campus and be safe and healthy, and we're excited to see people back on campus. So thank you.
And if I could, I'd like to add one of the questions that I get most often right now is, when is the Student Recreation Center going to reopen? Yeah. So it's actually going to reopen on October 1st. The Turlock hours are going to be Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 6. Stockton hours are 2 to 10 Monday through Friday. Face coverings will be required. And the only thing we will not be providing is guest passes. So it's only open to the campus community. There won't be towel service, and the drinking fountains are closed, but there are refillable water bottle stations available. Everything else is back in business. So we're really excited about that.
There you guys have it. If you guys want to get a workout in, it's coming back October 1st. So with that being said, I want to thank you both so much, VP Erickson, VP James, for joining us today and to, you know, informing the listeners and clearing things up about our return to campus on October 1st. And yeah, for the listeners, thank you all for tuning in. And we hope we'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.